It is time for sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. We'll start off with a couple of headlines. Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, suggests his Week 17 home game could be his last at Heinz Field. Obviously, this year has not gone well, and probably time for him to retire. Kyrie Irving admits he has not been prepared for the consequences regarding his vaccination status. He came back to the Nets, and they lost in their first game with him coming back. Now, here's where the stories get nutty, and I don't know whether where it comes from or why. A Texas professor claims that Madden NFL dehumanized black athletes. And now he's a history professor. He had to block his Twitter account because people were just killing him on social media. First of all, everybody has a right for an opinion, whether you agree with it or not. He teaches history at Dallas College. He further claimed that Madden profited off black athletic labor and glamorized violence inherent in the game. He had to lock his Twitter account. And they were just horrible. It's you just have to let people have their opinion. Madden was good for the NFL. Black players, white players, doesn't matter. Good for the NFL players, as a matter of fact. Not necessarily owners, but he even benefited them because he brought so much attention to the game. So, I'm sorry. Everybody has a right to an opinion, and you don't have a right to crush somebody's opinion or threaten them on Twitter because you don't like it. Give me a break. Please give me a break. All right, let's go to the continuing stream of bowl games that have been played. In the Alamo Bowl, Bob Stoops said Oklahomers were winners together again, just like old time. Brooks threw three touchdown passes. Oklahoma defeat Oregon 47-32. The Cheez-It Bowl. The Cheez-It Bowl. Clemson topped Iowa State in that game for Coach Sweeney's 150th victory. So that is a look at college football. Now we go to the schedule for the NFL. The next to last week of the season. Coming up on Sunday, the Eagles face Washington, the Rams face the Ravens, the Buccaneers against the Jets, Dolphins against the Titans, the Jaguars against the Patriots, Raiders against the Colts, the Chiefs against the Bengals, the Giants against the Bears, the Falcons against the Bills, the Texans against the 49ers, the Broncos against the Chargers, the Panthers against the Saints, Lions and Seahawks will tangle, Cardinals and Cowboys, and the Sunday night game will be the Vikings and the Packers. Monday night, the Browns will take on the Steelers. All right? That's what the NFL looks like. In games played yesterday, the Nets lost their second in a row, this time to the 76ers, 110-102. Well, that was yesterday. That's right. So there's no problem with that. There's no problem with that. Oh, goodness gracious, I don't know. Let me see if I can find the scores that I'm looking for here. Still looking. Let's see here. I'm way out of whack here. Here we go. Got to get up to the 30th. There we are. Now I'm in the right place, I do believe. Yes. And yesterday's action, yeah, the Nets fell to the 76ers, 110-102. Today, anybody local playing? The Knicks take on the Thunder at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow, the Nets take on the Clippers. And on Sunday, the Knicks take on the Raptors. The Celtics take on the Magic. And that, my friends, is our final check of sports for 2021.